Is the claustrum the seat of consciousness? Probably not by itself, but it may be a crucial part of the machinery. The claustrum is a thin sheet of neurons beneath the cortex, and by volume, it is the most densely connected structure in the brain, Torgerson et al. In 2015. Francis Crick and Christoph Koch proposed it acts like the conductor of an orchestra, binding scattered cortical signals into one unified experience. Crick and Koch, 2005. In one epilepsy patient, stimulating near it switched consciousness off and back on, Kubisi et al. 2014. And it carries among the densest 5-HT2A receptors of any subcortical structure. Psilocybin quiets it. And the more it quiets, the more intense the trip. Barrett et al., 2020. The evidence is suggestive, not settled. There is a structure in your brain you have almost certainly never heard of, and it may be one of the most important. It has no famous name like the hippocampus or the amygdala. It is not a lobe or a nucleus, but a sheet, a thin, crumpled layer of gray matter, folded beneath the insula on each side of the brain, so slender and awkwardly placed that neuroscientists have struggled for a century to study it at all. And yet when Francis Crick, who had already unraveled the structure of DNA, turned in his final years to the hardest problem left, the physical basis of consciousness, this is the tissue he became obsessed with. He was refining a paper about it when he died in July 2004. The paper argued that this overlooked sliver might be the brain's conductor, the thing that turns a storm of separate signals into the single seamless movie of being alive, the sheet wired to everywhere. To see why the claustrum draws this kind of attention, start with its anatomy, which is genuinely bizarre. Crick and Koch described it as a thin, irregular, sheet-like neuronal structure hidden beneath the inner surface of the neocortex, and made the observation that lit the fuse. It receives input from almost all regions of cortex and projects back to almost all regions of cortex. Crick and Koch, 2005. Almost everywhere talks to it, and it talks back to almost everywhere. In 2015, a team led by Corinna Torgerson quantified this with diffusion imaging in 100 brains and found that, adjusted for its small size, the claustrum has the highest connectivity of any structure in the brain, a primary hub in the global network, a plausible gatekeeper for the traffic of awareness. Torgerson et al. 2015. If you were designing a part of the brain to coordinate everything else, you would wire it exactly like this. Crick's conductor. That wiring is what inspired the hypothesis. Consciousness poses a puzzle sometimes called the binding problem. At any instant, the color, motion, sound, meaning, and emotion of a scene are processed in different, far-flung patches of cortex. Yet you experience not a committee of fragments, but one unified moment. Something has to bind them in time. Crick and Koch proposed the claustrum for the job, reaching for an analogy that has followed it ever since. It might act like the conductor of an orchestra, coordinating dozens of independent sections into a single coherent piece of music. Crick and Koch, 2005. It is worth being precise about what this was. A bold, explicitly speculative hypothesis framed as a set of experiments to run, not a claim of proof. Crick knew he was pointing at a door, not walking through it. According to Koch, he was still working on the manuscript on the last day of his life. Feverish, and, his widow reported, believing he was discussing claustrum neurons with his collaborator. The paper was published the following year, posthumously. UTIW Psilocybin Mushroom Treats. The off switch that wasn't quite. Then, in 2014, came the finding that turned the hypothesis into headlines. A team led by Mohamed Kubisi was mapping the brain of a woman with severe epilepsy using implanted depth electrodes. When they delivered high-frequency stimulation through an electrode sitting between her left claustrum and the neighboring insula, something startling happened. She stopped mid-action, went blank, and lost consciousness. She ceased reading or speaking, stared vacantly, her breathing slowed, and she was unresponsive, only to snap back the instant the current stopped with no memory of the gap. It was reproducible, and it happened without triggering a seizure or mere paralysis of speech, Kubisi et al., 2014. It looked irresistibly like a switch for consciousness, but this is where discipline matters, because the caveats are as important as the finding. This was a single patient, one person whose brain was already abnormal from years of epilepsy and prior surgery. The electrodes sat at the border of the claustrum and the insula, so the effect cannot be cleanly pinned on the claustrum alone. Current spreads and the exact structure responsible is genuinely disputed. And even taken at face value, it shows that disrupting activity there interrupts consciousness. Not that the claustrum is where consciousness lives. A dramatic clue, but a clue with an asterisk. The psychedelic connection, here is where the story turns toward this journal's usual territory. The claustrum is not only richly connected, it is richly receptored. It carries among the highest densities of the serotonin 5-HT2A receptor of any subcortical structure, the very receptor through which classic psychedelics work. In 2020, Frederick Barrett and colleagues at Johns Hopkins gave 15 people psilocybin and imaged the claustrum directly. The drug significantly reduced the claustrum's activity. The variance of its signal fell in both hemispheres, and it reshaped the claustrum's connections, loosening its links to the default mode network and the auditory network while altering its coupling to the frontoparietal control network. Most tellingly, the size of these claustrum changes predicted how intense the subjective experience felt. The authors called it the first empirical evidence in any species for a significant role of 5-HT2A receptor signaling in claustrum functioning, Barrett et al., 2020. Join the OOTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation, a hypothesis worth stating carefully. Put the pieces on the table and a tantalizing synthesis assembles itself. If the claustrum, wired to nearly all of cortex, helps bind or gate the contents of consciousness, and if it is unusually dense in the receptor that psychedelics target, then a drug that switches those receptors on and quiets the claustrum might loosen the binding itself. The unified, bounded sense of being a self could soften. The walls between senses could blur. Salience could scatter and rearrange. That is a strikingly good description of ego dissolution. It is tempting to say the claustrum is where the psychedelic dissolves the self. But temptation is not evidence, and honesty requires the breaks. No study has shown that the claustrum causes ego dissolution. Barrett's imaging is correlational and small. It demonstrates that psilocybin changes the claustrum and that the change tracks the experience, not that one produces the other. This is a superbly motivated hypothesis, and still only a hypothesis, the case against a single seat. The deeper caution is philosophical, and the evidence supports it. Consciousness almost certainly is not generated by any one structure, and the claustrum has strong counter-evidence to weather. In a study of 171 combat veterans with penetrating brain injuries, damage to the claustrum was associated with the duration of lost consciousness, but not with whether consciousness was permanently lost, and not with the ultimate recovery of function. People with claustrum lesions were not rendered permanently unconscious, Chow et al., 2015. A true seat of consciousness should not be so survivable. And the animal work paints a subtler, arguably more interesting portrait than consciousness organ. In mice, the claustrum delivers powerful, widespread inhibition to the prefrontal cortex, Jackson et al., 2018. It supports the ability to ignore distraction, acting like an attentional filter, Atlin et al., 2018. And remarkably, activating it can plunge the whole cortex into the synchronized down state of deep sleep, Narikiyo et al., 2020. Coordination, salience, attention, cortical rhythm. The claustrum looks less like the place where consciousness is kept and more like part of the system that shapes and steadies it. Why the thin sheet still matters. So the grand claim, this is the seat of the soul, almost certainly overreaches. But strip away the romance and what remains is still extraordinary. Here is a structure so densely wired it sits at the center of the brain's entire network. So involved in awareness that disturbing it can dim the lights. So saturated with the psychedelic receptor that the depth of a mushroom experience can be read in how much it quiets. Whether the claustrum turns out to be a conductor, an attentional gate, a synchronizer of cortical rhythm, or some combination we do not yet have language for, it is clearly close to the machinery that assembles experience from parts. Crick spent his last days on it, not because he had the answer, but because he could feel the question's importance. He was pointing, with the last of his attention, at one of the places where matter becomes mind. That the pointing finger belonged to a dying man only sharpens the wonder of it. Somewhere under the folds of your own brain, thinner than a card, a sheet of tissue is helping to hold your entire world together right now. And we are only beginning to understand how. UAbelius, journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Psychedelics remain controlled substances in most countries and are not safe for everyone, including people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, and those taking serotonergic medications. Nothing here is a recommendation to use any psychedelic. If you are considering this work, please consult a qualified professional.